Hello, my name is Jesse. I'm calling from Opinion Research. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. Are you registered to vote?
No.
Okay, well, I'm going to ask you a few questions. Your opinion is valuable, and it's very important for us to know what your thoughts are on this matter, sir. In which of the following states are you registered to vote? In the state of Michigan, Arizona, California, Georgia, Illinois, Maryland, Michigan?
Michigan.
Oh, in Michigan, right? Thank you so much for that information, sir.
Yeah, obviously.
Just to make sure we're speaking to people of all ages, in what year were you born?
81.
1981, we can definitely go ahead and proceed in that case, sir. And I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances you will vote in November's election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you think you won't vote?
Yeah, I don't think I'm voting.
You're not voting at all, or you would say 50-50, maybe?
No, I'm not voting. I think
you're not voting. Okay, you will not vote.
Corrupt. Yeah, I think our system's corrupt.
It's too corrupt, and that's actually the next question. If you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country? You said corruption, or what would you say in your own? You can use select multiple options even.
I would say, there is no faith in our government from the people, as we the people. There is no faith. I think our inflation is super high. I work. I make, like, I guess, roughly 80 a year if I'm, like, working my full
80
schedule.
80 hours a year? I mean, 80?
No, 80,000 a year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And back in the day, 80,000 a year would be like, holy shit, I'm in a totally different tax bracket. Like, I'm wealthy. I'm doing well. Yeah, I'm paycheck to paycheck. I have nothing in my account, like no savings, no nothing like that. And it's just, yeah, I mean, inflation. Gas
There's no
prices.
Faith in our government, you said, as the people,
yeah.
Right? For
as
us,
the
people,
people
you
yeah.
said.
Yeah.
Okay,
they don't care about
you
it.
Think inflation is super high? You make about 80K a year, and back in the day, you know, you were wealthy if you had that amount, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you're
saying now you have to at least have 100,000+ to just be making like average of what I would be making now. You know what I mean? Like that's
yes.
crazy.
And we're
Finally,
recording your response,
ridiculous.
Which is extremely important. Thank you for sharing your opinion with us. Your time is valuable. Now, thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for the Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden? Or like many people, did you skip that one?
I mean, I'm a felon, so I haven't done all the stuff I need to like vote, I guess, in that sense. But
in this scenario,
yeah,
coming
I
back
think,
to the 2020, 4 years ago presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden, or did you skip that one, like many people did?
Trump.
You voted for Trump. Thank you, sir. And thinking again about this November's election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Exactly what I just said. Our system is corrupt as it is. I mean, you would say Kennedy to just say better of the worst
more.
Of those types, but Kennedy has also had tons of scandals and like his own family.
You would say that you are still undecided then?
I'm saying I wouldn't vote, saying that I think our government doesn't care about us and they're gonna do what they want to do anyway. Until the war happens.
If you were forced to choose, if the election were held today and you had to decide right now, would you lean toward voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
No.
Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden? Who would you lean towards more?
Trump.
You would lean towards Republican Donald Trump. Okay, thank you. Even though you won't vote, you will lean towards him. Okay, some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for while others are still considering their options. Regardless of who you plan to vote for, please tell me how likely you are to vote for the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100. 0 means there is no chance you would vote for them, and 100 means you would definitely vote for them. Donald Trump, from 0 to 100. Donald Trump.
With the candidates that we have, I would say...
any number from 0 to 100.
0 to 100. 99.
How about Joe Biden?
0.
Okay, thank you very much. That's the lowest in the scale. We can use that number, 0. And thinking about the elections this November, if the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate in your district?
In my district, it would be, I think I like the Democrat.
Democrat candidate, okay. Thank you. Yeah. And who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration? Donald Trump and the Republican Party or Joe Biden and the Democratic Party?
Trump.
And would you say Trump and the Republican Party much more or somewhat more? Like, do you trust them somewhat more or much, much more, Trump and the Republican Party?
I would say somewhat more.
Somewhat more, right? Okay, thank you very much.
Trump is a little radical in many aspects. Like, Trump, to me, he's more personable in that sense of he's been, like, brainwashed with all the political stuff. I think he's gotten better now since everything is gone. But for me, Trump was just a person of the American normal type person. Was he normal like that? No, because he was wealthy. I mean, you could say whatever in that sense. But from being a Generation X person, you work for what you get. And did he have a golden spoon? I'm sure if he asked him, he would say no. He worked hard for what he built.
And that is why your opinion is very important. And thank you so much again for sharing it with us, sir. We really appreciate that. And now, please indicate whether you strongly disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with each of the following statements. President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
Do you strongly or somewhat
agree? To have a wide open border is ridiculous.
Would you say you would strongly agree then, or you would somewhat agree that statement?
No, I'm strongly agreeing.
Strongly agreeing with it, right? Okay.
Yeah.
President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy. Same options. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
And do you strongly or somewhat agree?
Strongly.
Thank you for your opinion. It's important. President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrival of vulnerable migrants. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
I disagree.
You strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
Strongly disagree. Like, I don't feel that our borders should be open the way that it is.
You don't think
there
was
a process. Not freely like that.
Exactly. So that's why you disagree with that, somewhat disagree with that statement, right? Okay. The next one says, President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens. Agree or disagree?
Agree. You shouldn't separate no families.
I would say you will strongly agree then, or somewhat agree.
Yes.
Strongly. Thank you so much, sir, for your opinion. Moving forward, I'm going to read you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants. For each, tell me whether you disagree or agree that the president should take action to protect them. Do you agree or disagree to President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years?
Yes.
Strongly or somewhat agree?
Strongly.
strongly agree, you said, right? President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions. Same options, agree or disagree?
Agree.
Would you say strongly or somewhat agree?
Strongly.
Thank you. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers. Agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Thank you. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens.
Strongly agree.
Thank you so much for your opinion, sir. Moving forward, I'm going now to ask you, please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform would make you less or more likely to vote for him, less or more likely to vote for him in the 2024 election. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for over or more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. More likely or less likely to vote for him?
I don't understand that.
If you had to use another of the Greek, would you say somewhat, much more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less? The statement is related to a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years. So they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Would you be more likely or less likely to vote for him in the 2024 election based on that program, on that statement? I read.
If he was to do that?
If he were to do that program, yes. Which apparently is what probably the ballot's coming up with in this November. That's what we're pretty much going with.
I personally just don't like Biden.
Okay. You'd say much less likely then, or somewhat less likely to vote for him on that statement?
I mean, I would hope he would do something. If he does end up being president, I would hope that he would, obviously, I am a migrant in that sense. I'm Puerto Rican. But
I would suppose you would somewhat less likely be voting for him then for that. Is that right? Or much less likely?
Somewhat.
Somewhat less likely, right? Thank you. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. More likely or less likely?
More likely.
Much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Much more likely.
Thank you. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation. Same options. More likely or less likely?
More likely.
Much more or somewhat more likely?
Much more.
Much more.
Yeah, again. Okay. I'm so sorry, but I'm working.
Oh, we're almost done, sir, at 66%. I'm just going to need a few more minutes. Just a few more minutes of your time. We're almost done. Thank you. Your opinion is extremely important for us, and we're already very advanced. Yeah, no, I'm telling you, we're at 66%, moving to 72% in a minute. We're, you know, very, very close to finish. A program that grants work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on citizen states experiencing an increase in the arrival of vulnerable migrants. More likely or less likely?
I don't know what that means.
It means a program that grants work permits and temporary protection for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrival of vulnerable migrants. Somewhat more likely, much more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for Joe Biden in the 2024 election?
More likely,
Much more likely? Or you can also use make no difference one way or the other. If it doesn't make no difference, as I mentioned, you can also use, okay, you would say much more likely then, right?
It makes no difference.
Makes no difference, correct? That's also an option. As I mentioned at the beginning, you can also, if it makes no difference, you can let me know that as well. A program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of whom have worked in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
It wouldn't matter.
It wouldn't make no difference? Okay, thank you, sir. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or makes no difference one way or another. Thank you. The last one, this battery. A program that grants work permits for undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Makes no difference.
Less likely, you said? Or makes no difference, you said, right?
Makes no difference.
Thank you, sir, very much. Now, moving forward, sir, please indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each of the following. Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the United States for over a decade. Very somewhat, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about that statement?
I mean, I would say very concerned. In that
very concerned?
If they haven't had the recognition or the, I mean, to me, they're an American. Like, I'm not prejudiced at all. However, I don't feel that our borders should be open the way that they are with everybody possible just coming through. I feel like we are truly being infiltrated. I'm not saying that migrants shouldn't come. America's great, right? The land of the free. However, our government has not made us free. We're prisoners and truly slaves in that sense. And that's what they have orchestrated. And I don't know what Biden is doing in his own head. I don't feel it's for the greater good of America.
And that is why you're
an agenda.
That is why your opinion is being recorded as well, sir, and it's super important. Thank you so much for sharing it. Again, we are at 72% almost done. Just moving forward. Donald Trump and Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically, so they killed a bipartisan deal, what you're saying, basically, in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system. Very somewhat a little concerned, or not at all concerned.
Not at all. Like that.
No. Okay. Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities. Very somewhat, a little, or not at all concerned?
I don't feel like it's done that. I feel like, for the most part, racism's always been there.
It wouldn't concern you at all in that case, that statement, right?
No.
You're not at all concerned.
Mm-hmm. No.
Gotcha. Now, Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won. How concerned do you feel about that?
I don't understand the question.
Yeah, let me repeat the statement. Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won.
Mm. I mean, I don't think it matters, I guess.
You wouldn't concern you? You're not at all concerned?
I mean, I'm concerned. Like, it obviously, but isn't that the whole spiel all the time? Hence why I say that I don't really trust or have faith in our government as it is anyway.
Like, would you say a little concerned in that case or somewhat concerned?
I would say concerned. Yeah. I'd say that.
A little, somewhat, or very? If you had to use an adverb of degree, little, somewhat, very concerned?
I'd say very concerned.
Very.
Okay. What they would say.
Now, Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near the border, and massive raids to deport millions of migrants. Same options.
If you're not here legally, and if you're not contributing to our true community and our country as a whole, then yeah, you shouldn't be here. Like, there's enough true Americans doing that.
You should feel very concerned about that statement then.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. Moving forward, the 77% almost done. I'm going to read you the different approaches former President Trump and President Biden have proposed when it comes to immigration. I would like for you to tell me which approach comes closer to your own view, even if neither is exactly right. Which comes closer, right? So Donald Trump says we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in this country. Whereas, on the other hand, Joe Biden says we must create an orderly and secure process at the border. Which approach comes closer to your own view, Trump's or Biden's?
Biden.
Much closer or somewhat closer?
Much closer.
Much closer to Biden's, right? Thank you.
Right.
And after hearing some more information, let me ask you again about this November's election. If the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden? After hearing more information.
I mean, I'd still say Trump.
You would still be undecided?
I mean, in that sense, I'd say Trump. Right.
You would say Trump still, Republican leaning a little bit more towards Republican Donald Trump. Thank you. As best you can say, do you personally know anyone who is undocumented or in this country without papers? Yes or no?
No.
No. Okay. No person, no relatives that you may know with no papers in the country, undocumented. Yeah. Thank you. In a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get your news and information? Do you use Fox News channels or website, Univision, YouTube, WhatsApp, TikTok, Facebook, OAN or Newsmax, MSNBC and CNN, or other major news network channels or websites, Spanish language radio programs, or Instagram? Which one do you use in a typical week to get your news and information?
Get my news and information.
Do you watch Fox News or channel
website?
No.
I really think news and just social media and that shit.
Social media like what? Facebook.
Like TikTok? Like, I watch TikTok, obviously. I have the app.
You watch TikTok? Yeah,
I love
TikTok.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what about MSNBC?
If I hear something that I feel is something, then I'll Google it.
Yeah, you would Google it. You would Google it, exactly.
Yeah,
got it.
Yeah.
So you say you watch TikTok, you Google it, you watch MSNBC, OAN, or Newsmax, and CNN?
CNN. Yeah, I
want CNN. CNN, okay. How about Instagram, Facebook? No.
Not from my news, I guess.
Like, not like the main thing.
Watching,
right?
News, yeah. If I'm sitting and watching news, then I'm going to turn on the cable or whatever.
The cable, what's going on the TV,
yeah.
Right? All right, gotcha.
Right.
Now, moving forward, finally, I would like to ask a few questions for statistical purposes. From which country or territory does your family trace their heritage?
Again, I'm Puerto Rican. So my
you
dad
are Puerto
is
Rican,
a,
right?
My dad was a Taino Indian, and my mom is
okay, wow,
Puerto
great
Rican.
To hear that, yeah. Sir. So you are 100% Puerto Rican, but were you born in the United States mainland or in the island of Puerto Rico or in another country?
Born. No, I was born in San Juan, Puerto Rico.
Oh, you were born in San Juan?
Yeah.
All right, great to hear that. And what language do you primarily speak in your home? Always a Spanish, more Spanish than English, Spanish and English equally, more English than Spanish, always English?
I mean, poquito Spanish.
Just a little Spanish then.
Yeah.
Oh, more English than
American.
Spanish.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, gotcha, sir. Thank you. Moving forward, the 90%. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or what?
I would say probably more Republican. In that
more sense. Republican. Would you call yourself a strong Republican or a not very strong Republican? Still with 90% almost though. Strong or not strong Republican?
After more that I've learned about the Republican Party, or more that I've learned about the Democratic Party, I would definitely lean Republican.
You would consider
a
strong
independent
Republican. Oh, even independent, we can select that too then. Let's move forward.
Sure.
Do you think of yourself as closer to the Republicans or the Democratic Party? You said the closer to the Republicans, right, sir?
No, I feel I've been a slave of the Democratic Party, and I think that I've always strived for wealth, and that's why I make
neither, right? Still independent, you would say, right?
Right.
And thinking
I
in political
to be
terms,
able to be successful as an American.
And thinking in political terms, would you say that you are very you're conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Liberal.
Well, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Ninth grade. Well, I did. Yeah, but then I did get my LPN. So, I mean, I have some college. But
you have some college as well then? Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Thank you. Do you have any religion? What is your religion, if any?
Christian.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you would say Protestant or Catholic? Oh, non-denominational, you're a Christian.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Right.
And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name? Just your first name, please.
Ernesto.
Okay, Ernesto. Yeah. Thank you, and thank you for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for the time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can we note that you are interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact you in the future, Ernesto? Or no? Yes, okay, cool, perfect. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, and have a great day.
Thank you. I hope it makes a difference.
It makes your opinion, it makes a difference, and it's very important to us. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. Goodbye.
You're welcome.